America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
We finally have premiere dates for Vanderpump and for Summer House. For some reason, Vanderpump, I was more... I needed that date more than I knew Summer House was coming. I don't know. I knew Vanderpump was coming too, but yeah. I needed the Vanderpump date for some reason more. I don't know why.
I mean, because we haven't had it. That's yeah. why. We haven't had it. We've had, like, they've been in our lives, and we had Southern Charm, we had Winter House, so we've seen them, right? So
yeah.
Vanderpump, it's been like a full year. We're like fiending for it at this point.
And so much has been happening with them.
Right. So much. The divorce, and then one ending of an engagement and a wedding. Like, it's in an ending of an engagement. Like, told me, oh my God, two endings of engagements. Jesus.
So we needed to see that. And it was just getting scary. Like, it felt like we should have, I felt like we could have got them so much sooner. But now I get why they wanted to do it in tandem with Summer House. February is going to be good.
Like,
Jersey, Summer House, and Vanderpump.
How, like, I was mad because it was taking so long, but then, like, when you get all three at one time, it's like the craziest hit of dopamine. It's insane.
And I mean, look, Jersey is going to be just the same thing we've always had, but like a resurgence of the Melissa, Joe, Teresa.
Yeah.
Which in a new way.
I'm not actually mad about the whole fighting between them now, because they've been pretending to like each other where it's been boring because they've been trying so hard not to, like, to fight their instincts to fight with each other. Now they're just kind of letting it all hang out, which I'm like, okay, great. I'm here for it.
Yeah. It's just, it is, what's getting exhausting is the fandom.
Yes.
That's what I'm not looking forward to, because I get it. I get why Teresa isn't liked by the majority. It's like a civil war in the fandom. Every poll will come up, Melissa's like a razor thin lead ahead of Teresa. Barely, though. Like, it'll be like 52% prefer Melissa.
Right. But that's only because that's a pretty privilege. You know what I mean? It's because she's pretty, but which has gotten her this far, honestly, and it's starting to wear thin on people, which is why she's the thing is that that's actually a huge win, even though she's technically winning. That is a huge win because it was so far for so long on the opposite, like where Melissa was like the golden child and Teresa's the evil, like us.
You're right,
you know what I mean? And again, I have always been team Teresa this entire time. I saw through it.
From like the beginning.
Because you're right. The fandom is crazy. I told you a long time ago, I think when we were recapping Jersey, that me and my cousin, like when first season when Melissa came on, like texting back and forth going at it, because she's like, you're crazy. Actually, it might have been on Twitter. I'm not even sure.
But, wow, we're going way back.
Yeah, like I don't even know if it was on Twitter if we were texting. And she was just like, you can't see that she's like terrible. And everyone was coming at me. And I'm like, no, this doesn't seem right. And I was really firm in it. And, you know, I think I'm right. And this is the first time we're seeing so many people go against Melissa. So I'm going to take this still as a win.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, let's actually. So what we're here to do today, people, is discuss in detail. Analyze in detail the epic trailers that we got from both Vanderpump and from Summer House.
Yes.
The Summer House trailer dropped this week, and I just didn't even have time to like fully sit and process it. And I haven't even really had time to sit and process the Vanderpump trailer. And who better to do it with than with Pia? So should we get into it?
Yes, I've been waiting all week.
I know you've been waiting all week. All right, let's get into it.
Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. Oh, that's me, by the way. I'm Emily. I'm your host on this journey, and I speak Bravo, as I'm sure most of you do too.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell, because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Cliff! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show.
Let's start with Vanderpump, since that came out first.
Okay.
And I think it's a little bit lighter.
Yes.
We kind of have known about what's been happening on Vanderpump a little bit more. Like, Summer House still is mysterious, even with the trailer. It's just like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So we'll start with Vanderpump.
Okay.
And I'll kind of start us a little bit lighter on Vanderpump. I'm not going in the order in which the trailer is presented.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Your own edit.
Yeah. I'm taking it more like piece it, like what we got from the trailer.
Okay.
The James and Allie of mm-hmm. it all. Now you mm-hmm. see, if we all, I've talked about it a million times, I watched them get together. I was at the Tom Sandoval concert. I watched her getting in with James. And I don't know her enough to pass a judgment. She just seems so like timid and mousy. And James is such a force that it kind of worries me that he gets with these women like a Raquel, like an Allie. Like, I just get nervous when these very shy, quiet women get with him and he just kind of walks all over them. And clearly he's drinking again.
Yeah, that was a big revelation, a bomb drop in the trailer, is that he's drinking again. I agree with you about that, but I actually feel like she's more, I don't consider her like Raquel. Raquel was like almost a Stepford wife. You know what I mean? She just didn't have a mind of her own in the beginning. She just went along with, like, I really didn't know who she was for so long, which I think is why it took her so long to become really a part of the cast, because she had no opinion. I kind of feel like this girl is more like Brittany. Like, where she was, like, you know how when Brittany first came on the show, she was more timid. She's a girl from Kentucky. She just, like, doesn't know. Like, Stassi, there's still that weirdness between Stassi and Jax, but she would call it out. What is this weirdness? And I kind of see a little bit, like, we don't have enough. It's just a trailer. Mm-hmm. But I see a tiny bit of that when she's like, I like you better when you're not drinking. Like, I don't think Raquel would ever say that to James, is my point. You know what I mean?
She did say that.
But I feel like it took her a while. That's what I mean. I feel like it took her seasons. Like, you didn't get anything from her, like, when she first came. Like, she was, like, very quiet. And then she started to say little things. But it just was – she was just, to me, really, like, the
– Hear me out on this, though. Allie meets James when he's sober.
Yeah.
Then he starts drinking again.
Right.
I think it's a little different.
Well, yeah. I know. I mean, it's definitely different. I'm just feeling like I feel like I saw a little something in her. I feel like she's gonna surprise us.
All right. I'll give you that. I just still, this was supposed to be James having a good season. And he's looking like a toxic piece of shit again.
Yeah, he definitely, yeah, yeah. And I'm wondering if they're going to address the drinking, or that we're just gonna not talk about it. Like, are they gonna be like, yeah, I'm drinking again, and delve into that, and why? I mean, is it the engagement being broken off? Did that trigger it, the relapse, or, you know?
Yeah, because he's not gonna get his redemption season.
Yeah, but then I feel like in an interview, did he say that this first part of the season started off really rough and then he got better towards the end?
I don't know. Did he?
I feel like was it at like a BravoCon or something that he may have said?
Oh, I missed that.
He may have. I'm not, don't quote me on that. I think he was like, I think he did say he started off really rough.
I mean, that makes sense because he's coming off the broken engagement.
Yeah. And so I think maybe it could possibly be he starts off like shoots out like fire out of a cannon and is crazy and wild. And then I think maybe as he is, because I think we're watching him grieve his relationship, like we're all going to watch them grieve their relationships and not knowing how to handle that. Because Raquel seems like a completely different person this season.
Well, see, this is okay. Well, so okay, we'll get into that. Lala's saying, I think this is just a trailer tease. That was hard. Yeah. A trailer tease. I think that they did this where Lala's like, James and I hooked up. My prediction is this is being taken out of context.
Yeah, like I think this happened before that they got. Yeah, no, I completely thought that was a red herring.
They like to do that shit.
Yeah, that happened before. That happened like once the engagement was over. They were both, you know, single. They hooked up because that's what they would do back in the day. And then he meets the girl. You know what I mean? But I think they're
I'm not even about to like they. I'm not even about to play.
There's
with that,
there's no. I don't think there's going to be any type of like flirtation or relationship between, or even like. Oh my God, are they going to get together? Is he going to want to get back with Lala and dump his girl? No, I don't think that's going to happen at all. I don't think that's going to be even a storyline. I think that is definitely something that they put in for some seasoning in the trailer. And yes, of course, the girl is going to have moments of insecurity. She's coming new into the group. She does know that they have hooked up recently. That's normal. But I don't think that that's actually what's going on in any way, shape, or form.
Because Lala's too busy doing other shit.
Yeah, she's too busy trying to take down Randall. She does not have time.
Yeah. James throwing a drink in Schwartz's face has got to have something to do with Schwartz making out with Raquel,
oh,
right?
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I think I'm getting that from the BravoCon, because I think someone like they I knew something had happened between him and Schwartz because he had mentioned something. He's like, yeah, you'll see, like, you know, but you know, I eventually get over it or whatever. We're in a better
place. To be fair, that makes sense to me.
Like, I mean, I think Schwartz has it coming. I actually think that is deserved.
Yeah.
We made an agreement. We made an agreement, guys. You guys are all being real hella disrespectful right now.
Yeah, like as much as I was – and I – like we were kind of like, yeah, actually the Raquel Schwartz hookup totally makes sense. Like he should be with someone like a Raquel.
Raquel.
Seeing it, I'm like, actually, nope, too rude,
it's,
guys.
It's really rude because it's like I agree. There's just so many people in this world. There's so many people in LA.
Yeah, dude.
You do not need to date within the group. It's fucking weird. And we're not in high school. Okay.
It's also very apparent watching this and seeing what they're giving Raquel in this trailer. And this is why I was kind of grossed out by hearing that Raquel kissed Oliver and went on a date with Peter. I'm like, oh, Raquel is clearly going through it.
Yeah, she's supposed to do this. She's brought.
I don't even. It didn't come. Time out. Let me finish this. She's not. It's not like supposed to do it. It's different when you're going out and doing it clubbing outside, yeah. And it's different when you're doing it on camera.
Yeah.
Different. It's coming off thirsty in a way that she's having like a midlife crisis type of deal. Not midlife literally, but it's right. Like that's why when they then cut to her hyperventilating and Christina's saying. She's going through something, guys, and she actually needs help. That's what I picked up on from hearing all the gossiping. Like, she's going to be doing all this shit on camera? That's a little different. She's having an identity crisis, guys. Like, this isn't the same as, like, oh, she's doing what Lala and Katie are doing, which is going out fucking a bunch of random people. She's doing all this shit on camera? This is a little different.
No, I agree with – I actually – that's a really great way to put it because – When I was like, she's supposed to do this, like, in the sense of, like, I didn't think about the camera aspect of it because I'm thinking about me and my life experience. I'm like, when I got out of a long-term relationship and I was doing that, but, like, I know – but I wasn't okay. I was not okay. And I would never want that to be filmed. So you're right on that.
And she's, like, she's miking up with people that are also miking up. And so it's – on, it's like a staged scene.
Yeah.
That's different than being like, I want to go fuck those guys at this club later.
And it is an interesting thing because we are able to, like you said, there are three women that are going through the same situation, and seeing two out of the three do it in a more healthier way. Well,
We'll get to Lala.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I had to stop myself there.
We'll get to Lala.
But you know what I mean? Dating wise.
Yeah.
And then seeing her version of it is like, you know.
Like watching her kiss Oliver looked weird. I'm like, you don't look like you even want to do that.
She doesn't.
Watching her kiss Schwartz looked kind of weird.
See, she's latching on to Schwartz, I feel like, because she's like, they both want someone to like each other, but not actual person.
And then the date with Peter, I feel like Peter is just that guy they throw anyone that kind of needs a date scene. They're like, Peter.
Yeah.
Peter will go.
Oh, God. Sorry. Just like on the Patreon, we're watching season 3 and Peter has that, like, goes on a date with Vale. And then I get like randomly, because he was in the trailer, like, Peter was in the trailer, so I went on a deep dive at an ungodly hour of the night and just scrolling through his like fucking Instagram. And I was like, God, Peter, you seems like I always want to root for you because I do think you're probably a good person. Mm-hmm. But you come off so sleazy and just like something about Peter is a little bit like ick.
Yes. And I know people really love Peter, and some of my friends in the content creator world really love Peter, and I want to get on board because I don't think Peter is a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination. But I get an ick factor.
Yes. And guys, please go back to season 3 and watch him go on a date with Vale.
Yeah.
That is weird. And that's what I think he's like on all dates.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah. Like, isn't he like trying to get her drunk?
He tricked her into a date, and I didn't remember
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
Because he just said, hey, do you want to.
Is that episode 9? Is that the one we're doing tomorrow?
It might be. I have to actually rewatch because, you know, I watched a lot of episodes in one day, and I got to go now. I got to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, she, gist of it is, you know, he said coffee date. It was like to get her to go. Like, it was supposed to be casual. And then it was a date day. She was like, oh, stop. Wait, hold on. What is happening?
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Lala. Okay. So Lala did this from the beginning when she started with the show. But when she first came on the scene, this is like right before she met Rand, when she first started the show. Or it might have been like when she just met Rand. But anyway, she definitely has, I love talking about like funny, sexy encounters. Like, I think it's, that's one of my favorite things to do with friends is when you can like share funny sex stories. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She has a tendency to get to say shit that I'm like, okay, gross. Like the way you say it, I'm like, okay, I don't like. So her shock factor stuff with like, I couldn't sleep in the bed last night because it was so wet. It gives me Jess from Winter House vibes.
Yes, she's very performative. She always has been, I feel like. She's just like, that's why it's not fun.
And so then she pitches herself as like, I'm sexually free, blah, blah, blah. Like, and so then it puts it on you to be like, am I not sexually free? It's like, no, you're doing it in a way that I don't buy.
Yeah.
And so like when she goes, who's ready to be a stepdad? Whenever that part comes up in the trailer, I'm like, oh, I hate it. Like, I hate the way she says it. But this whole shit with Rand, she's very much acting to like the victim in the whole thing. Like, she truly had zero clue what was going on. And I'm having a very, very hard time with this narrative.
Oh, it's reading very mini Erica Girardi for me. Like, bitch, you knew, like, you might not know every tiny little thing, but I know that you definitely didn't care when you were in the relationship, when he was buying you all that stuff, when, like, you were a ride or die, you didn't care, you were, you thought everything he was doing was amazing. Like, even that, like, small moment when Katie called Randall out when he made that like real insensitive like practical joke on
Tom Sandoval
or Sandoval, and Katie called it
cops.
Out. Yeah, with the cops, and Lala's like, that it's just a joke. Like, did it like now? If Randall had done something like that, now it would be like, I can't even believe how insensitive. Like, she's now that he no longer serves her. Everything all of a sudden is this victim. I don't understand. I don't know what kind of person that is. I'm like, we saw that person. You didn't care, though. You didn't care that he was that type of person when you're with him because it served you.
I wouldn't mind it if she was like, I unfortunately chose to be blind to it. I was like kind of groomed into it. She was a baby when she met him. Like when I look back at pictures of when she first met him, she looks like a child, which is gross on him. And I understand what it's like to be really young, influenced by a person who's older than you. You become that's what's hard about being a victim of this shit is that you also take on a persona that's not so great. And so people who knew you during that time can be like, well, you were a piece of shit. And you're like, I was. And you have to change that, but you also have to own up to that stuff. She's taking no accountability.
Right.
And it's all like, oh my God, I didn't even know this person. Girl, you were around for all those accusations that were against him constantly from people saying he owes me tons of money. He doesn't pay people. You were around for that. You were right next to him defending him.
Exactly. Like the 50 Cent thing. Now all of a sudden you're posing with 50 Cent. It's just like it's ringing insincere. And it's like, I get it. Now you hate him. And I get that. And
totally.
But it's like, it's what you're saying. It's just not taking any accountability, which is making me be like, you need to I think I do agree with you with all of what you're saying. Lala, Randall is a piece of shit, but you didn't care that he was a piece of shit when he was always a piece of shit. Everyone was saying he was a piece of shit loudly. You didn't care.
Now and not care. Once have you owned up to the fact that you yelled at everybody and got in everyone's face when they tried to tell you anything bad about Randall.
Exactly.
Not once have you admitted that. Not once have you been like, guys, I'm sorry for never letting you try and tell me these things. It's always like, why didn't you guys tell me?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Do you want us to do the compilation of all the times you screamed at everybody? Don't ever talk about my man, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And now, okay, she's on these big crusades against all the fashion campaigns that have to do with any kind of child molestation-y type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like the Balenciaga stuff.
Balenciaga, and then I think this new Gucci thing that Harry Styles said.
I thought that one was a reach. I thought she was being like a little crazy on that one.
I did too, except I saw a bunch of comments being like, I do agree, but I'm like, so I'm not going to weigh in. But a lot of people made the point that like, didn't you used to suck a bottle? Like, you infantilized yourself constantly.
Yeah.
Are you not going to acknowledge that? So if you're going to lead a crusade, at least be like, I fell victim to thinking it was a good idea to make yourself sexy by looking like a baby and all that shit. I didn't realize I was playing into someone's fantasy that, in fact, was into young girls.
Yeah.
Own up to that. Like, it would be more powerful of an impact. It would have more impact if you owned up to that.
Well, Lala tries to pretend that she's so self-aware and she likes it because she calls people out and like all this stuff. She's kind of like very Lisa Rinna-y too about it. She's like Lisa Rinna and little Erica Girardi. But really, she's so narcissistic, and both of those women are narcissistic, that they cannot see what roles they play in these things. And that's why I feel like people get so put off by them. Because it's like you're like pointing, you constantly are pointing fingers at people, but you never self-reflect.
Yes. You'd make such a big statement if you said, because of what I've done and the mistakes I've made, here's what I've learned, and now I can talk. But instead, you're acting like you've never done that. So
yeah,
makes me crazy. I love Sheena telling Tom, Katie said that you and Ariana have an open relationship. Sheena, shut up. But speaking of Katie, I love her telling Schwartz, I think you're pathetic. I think you're a drunk and I think you're a loser. Love that part.
Yes, that was awesome.
And she should have been telling him that years ago.
Yeah. I think you're a loser.
Not marrying his ass and telling him that years ago and moving the fuck on.
She literally summed up how she's been feeling about him this entire time. She's like, fine, you want to know? This is my thoughts on you this entire time. I'm like, damn.
And him saying, granted, it's editing, so I don't know if that's really his actual response to what she said, but him saying, this has no effect on me whatsoever, is like how he probably has, like, I don't think he's ever valued her opinion of him.
No.
Which is the problem in this whole relationship from the beginning. We're recapping season three, and literally this exact thing is happening back then.
Yeah, it's crazy, guys. Please subscribe to that Patreon and watch and like listen to our like recaps on season three. It's actually a really great season to watch before this season.
When you're watching it, you're going, wow, they should have never gotten married.
Yeah, because you like we all know that they've, you know, had a toxic relationship. It's been so many seasons since like the very beginning of their relationship or when she finds out who Schwartz really is, that I forgot the little nuancey things and manipulating things that Schwartz used to do to her in the beginning. And we just saw this toxic Katie for so long. They were like, oh, well, she's miserable. He just doesn't want to be there. And then, like, I kind of summed it up. And I'm like, no, there's, like, so much more in between. And I forgot.
Katie had no self-worth at that time. At all. Like, you watch her just completely put any needs that she had off to the side.
Yeah.
Like, this is when it's found out that Schwartz made out with some girl and there's rumors that he fucked some girl in Vegas.
Yeah.
And she just puts that aside and says, all I need to know is, are you going to propose to me?
Yeah.
She doesn't give a shit about any of those rumors. She just needs to know if he thinks she's worthy of that.
Yeah. And if I honestly think if Schwartz was honest and he said no, which is why he didn't, because he wanted to keep her around, Katie would have made the decision to leave him. Because it was like she just needed to know if like all of this time that she spent with him was worth it. And he validated by saying yes. So she was like, well, compartmentalize. We'll put that aside.
Yep. So very excited for this season.
It's just so much was in that one trailer. I wish I probably watched it at least 20 times.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, February can't come fast enough for me.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. All right, let's go to Summer House.
Oh, my gosh.
This one's tough.
This one is hurting me because it's like it looks great and everything, but we all knew what was going to be coming. We're going to finally get our answers, and I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, and I, like, look, I can't tell if they're editing it to make it look like it's as simple as Danielle doesn't want them to get engaged at that moment, but that's what it appears like. So I do have this pretty much in the order that it is. So
okay.
It's Lindsay saying, why do I need your blessing? And Danielle saying, what you're saying is crazy pants to me. And so I'm like, all right, if I'm taking that at face value, it's just Lindsay saying, why do I need your blessing to get engaged? And Danielle saying, that's crazy. I'm like, yeah. Uh-oh, but why does she need your blessing?
And, okay, remember that was my prediction of what this was.
And, okay, wait, even further with the prediction you had, ugh. Danielle and Robert have broken up.
It's my fuck.
Which is...
I think she's projecting. If I'm going... And by the way, I love Danielle. So this is hurting me. And I actually feel... I say this with empathy. I think
so
much. I think that if I'm going off of just what we saw in editing on the trailer...
Yeah, if this is incorrect editing, like if this is them editing to skew it to look some certain way, that sucks.
I know, because
Bravo.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, dude. But this is... So we can only go off the trailer. We're only going off the trailer.
Only going off the trailer. I have empathy because now knowing that her and Robert are no longer together, it feels like a summer of projection and her internalized, because like obviously there must have been something going on within the relationship that summer that caused the later for them to later break up. So I feel like we saw a person projecting her own relationship onto a new relationship and probably overstepping at times, and you know, like they're wanting to be happy, and like those, like you, they just are not in the right, they were not in the same place. And unfortunately, like I said in my prediction, I think Danielle was probably vulnerable, not in the same place as Lindsay, and the hyenas in the house who don't like Lindsay saw that as an opportunity, swooped in and started isolating, which is what they fucking, that's in their playbook, and that's what they do. And they, and I think that they made a small situation into a bigger situation until it was exploded. Because that's what they fucking do.
So if you've been following my content for a while, you've probably heard me complain about the joint pain I have been in. And I am able to connect it to my diet for sure. And if I eat certain foods, it makes it worse, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm like, 2023 is the year that I actually figure out what is wrong with me as opposed to just guessing. But you know, when people say, have you gone to the doctor? What doctor? Like what? Who? Well, this is where ZocDoc comes in. Okay. ZocDoc is like Yelp for doctors, kind of, because you can search. First, you put in your insurance. Then you put in your location and the radius you're willing to travel. Then all these doctors come up with reviews. And you can read through the reviews to make sure that this doctor is going to listen to you and pay attention to what your issues are. Because I can't tell you the amount of times I've gone into a doctor per everyone's suggestion and they've been like, wow, that's weird. I'm like, excuse, this is your job, sir. It's usually a man, I'll tell you that much. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost any condition under the sun. No more scouring the internet trying to find the perfect doctor, or that doctor roulette thing where you keep going to a doctor and finding out, okay, never mind, not the doctor for me. That is just too much time wasted. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to help you find that perfect doctor that you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc, which is free, might I remind you, to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and scheduled just right. Go to ZocDoc.com/shespeaks and download the free ZocDoc app. Then find and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/shespeaks, ZocDoc.com/shespeaks. This year, my bestie told me that she actually wants to try and have a kid. I couldn't believe it. She's lived quite the life. We've lived it together. And she's a little freaked out because she knows that she's got to get her hormones checked and check in on her reproductive health. And it's something you don't really check until you are ready to have kids and struggling to get pregnant. But that's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home. It's a simple finger prick, and then you mail it back in a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also download the results to review with your doctor for next steps. Hello. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600. But Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. And if you go to modernfertility.com/shespeaks, you can get $20 off your test.
Plus, you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA/HSA, okay? If you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/shespeaks. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/shespeaks. modernfertility.com/shespeaks. One of the most exciting things about coming into a new year is you just don't know what you got in store for you. From traveling to new places or getting a new job or learning a new skill, there is no better way to prepare for 2023 than learning a new language with Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and cute bite-sized language lessons, you can feel confident no matter where the new year takes you. Like I'm going to Tulum on a sexy solo vacation, and I've been using the Babbel lessons every day. They're quick, they're easy, and I'm getting closer and closer to being able to find me a hot vacation lover. Like I said, with Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. It's true, it's corrected me a few times. There are so many different ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/shespeaks. That's babbel.com/shespeaks for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Like, if you watched Winter House, it is no secret that Paige, Sierra, and Amanda hate Lindsay. So this is not a Lindsay-friendly house. And I know people have opinions on Lindsay. I am Lindsay neutral. I can see with my own eyes what they did on Winter House. But I'm not, like, I won't defend Lindsay no matter what she does. I get a lot of criticism. The reason why I'm saying this, I get a ton of criticism. I've gotten a couple one-star reviews because I am so biased. People think Lindsay's my friend, by the way. They go, they're like, because of her friendship with Lindsay. I'm like, my friendship? I don't know. Lindsay and I don't talk. Yeah. I had one mean person write some evil shit in one of my comments. Like, you are too biased to even do a recap.
Damn.
I know, because of your friendship with Lindsay. I'm like, do you know something I don't know? I don't talk to Lindsay. Yes. If anything, I talk to Danielle in my DMs more because Danielle checks my stories. So I am worried, actually, that I'm not going to be able to give her such a favorable review.
I know. I knew you were going to be worried about that, too, because that's very true. I didn't want to – I'm not going to, like, divulge that information first. So I was just going to keep that to myself.
And but I'm saying it. Like, yeah. She checks my stories every day, and I do – But both of us, to be like, Pia and I both love both of these women. We love both Danielle and Lindsay.
And I am also very clear that I do have a, and I said that I actually sent Emily a voice note before we did this.
She did.
Like, I said, I have biases. but I acknowledge that so that I can try to think that if it's that I don't, I want this to happen. That's actually why I'm actually nervous, because everything in this trailer is pointing to what I thought and what I want and what I hope because I love Lindsay so much. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried that it's a misdirect. And I'm and I'm gonna watch it, and I'm going to have to be like,
damn,
Lindsay, maybe you were coming off the. And I will be honest and fair. Yeah. As much as it will pain me, because I like, I don't want that. I really want that. That I in my best world, because I do really, really love both women. I love their friendship. In my best world, this is
miscommunication,
and both people are in their feelings for, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Danielle came at it too aggressively because of whatever she's going with. Lindsay wasn't maybe as empathetic and picking up on what's going on with her friend and in her little love bubble and being maybe a little too self-involved. And I really want it to be my, I don't like Paige. Well, I kind of like Paige. I kind of like Paige.
We kind of like Paige. I do not like Sierra.
I don't.
For the record.
I kind of like Paige. I don't like Sierra. And Amanda, you're pissing me off.
Oh, man.
So, I kind of want to vilify those three, to be honest. I'm going to be very honest.
Very clear.
I want to vilify those three so that way that both of my girls, Danielle and Lindsay, can come out at the end of this, like, unscathed. So, like, what I'm trying to say is they're going to fall out. We know that it's inevitable, but I want it to be that those three women are the reason why it got to that point, so that way they can watch, Lindsay and Danielle can watch the season back, because you can't understand what's happening when you're living the experience in real time and we get to see a different perspective. And they see it and they watch it and they realize that they were the villains all along, and at the reunion we get a big, big finale, friendship reuniting, and that is what I'm hoping. So that is what I'm hoping for the season.
You heard it here first.
Okay. I want them to get back together no matter what. They had a great friendship.
Yeah.
And they might have needed to even go through this so they can understand how to be better friends to each other. So,
yes, cuz Lindsay absolutely has she is a selfish friend.
Yes.
It's a truth. It's a truth about Lindsay. It's a problem I have noticed with Lindsay. So maybe she does need to watch this back, and maybe this is a chance for her to see it, and they both can come back together. But I am scared, getting off them, about the Kyle and Carl.
The Kyle of it all.
I was so
disappointed when I heard what he was saying. And it's that Amanda. It is that Amanda.
It's that Amanda.
It is. You want to know? I saw that with my own eyes in Winterhouse. See, the problem is, mm-hmm. Kyle, now that they're married, he needs all the drama between him and Amanda to be done. All of the insecurities, all of that. So he has put all of his energy into just submitting now. And now I feel like Amanda is like controlling, with her little clique of friends, his narrative. And he's like, look at Carl. He used to stay extra hours. Now he's in this relationship. Like, you know, I feel like it's her. Because I love Kyle too. So
yes, we both love Kyle.
And I'm like, something changed in him, and I gotta feel like it's Amanda.
I'm right there with you. We've never seen Carl be like, no fucking cameras.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I had chills through my whole body.
Yeah. And Sean, like, I made him watch the trailer with me, because those Vanderpump and Summer House are the two shows that he actually watches and enjoys. Okay. He was like, what's going on with Carl? Like, because he also loves Kyle. And he was like, he's not showing up. He's like, he's not working. And I'm like, no, I think he watched that wrong, is what I said. I think he watched that wrong. I was like, we both don't like Amanda. I think you watched that wrong. I was like, you weren't watching Winterhouse, which is what you need that information. Okay. I was like, it's Amanda, Sean. Like, that's getting in Kyle's head. I don't think that Carl's not working. I think that maybe now that he's in a relationship, he's not probably like, it's not that he's doing less work. I think he's doing his job. I just think that he's not solely devoted to Loverboy anymore now that he has other responsibilities. And that's the difference. And I think that everyone's projecting all their old bullshit onto their happy union because they're fucking bitches. So you need to watch it again, Sean, and because you watched it wrong.
You watched it wrong. Try that again. Watch it again and tell me what you see.
Yeah, I was like, that's not. And he didn't say that he wasn't showing up. I watched it again. I was like, showing up. He is showing up. He was saying Kyle was just bullshitting. He is showing up. It's just like not. That's not what he said. So he heard that. He definitely heard that wrong. He is Carl. Team Carl.
I also feel like we see them at lover boy events all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he is working. It's they're all projecting onto them. And that's fine because you know what? I just can't wait for them to get married so they can just shut them all up because I feel like they're all like secretly like placing bets like they're not going to actually make it to the aisle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've even seen like comments of people being like, she's going to start drinking again. And like, it's like, why are we so like against people growing and like wanting to change?
They need Lindsay to be the villain.
They do. And it's
they
like
need her to be the villain.
It's like if this girl is saying that she is like really, you know, coming into her fullness and it's because of not drinking, like why are you guys actively hoping that she fails? Because that is a very real possibility, because that's what happens with people who have issues with alcohol or drugs. It's normal. Carl has had to go through it, but everyone seems to want to pick Carl up. I love Carl, but like he's always had the support from day one from everyone, and everyone is actively trying to, it's almost like they're like wanting to put a bottle in front of Lindsay, like drink, bitch. Like,
and I don't really view Lindsay as the person who wants anyone else to fail.
That's my thing. She doesn't, but they try to paint her out as like she is, but she doesn't. I think that's why it gets me going with my like Lindsay love, is because they're just lying on her a lot of times, and I see it, and because they're all, they have more numbers, it becomes the truth. And it's like Lindsay, Amanda, especially Amanda and Kyle, watch back the seasons. Yes, she may have told you on camera about, you know, what Kyle did, but beyond that, she has 100% supported Amanda wanting to be with Kyle while her other friends have actively tried to break them up.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just like she's, and even with the Hannah stuff, Hannah was coming to Lindsay with all of her like problems with like the group because they were getting on her about going back to Luke. And all Lindsay did was like, well, you should talk, like, you know, like, that's not okay. Like, if you want to be with Luke, be with Luke. Like, who cares? Like, they should be your friends. That's all. And then all of a sudden it became Lindsay was trying to tear them apart. And it's like, no, Hannah came to her because she was annoyed with Paige and Amanda about the Luke thing. And then all of a sudden that she made up with them and threw Lindsay under the bus. That's how I view that. So on her birthday, by the way, guys, they did that.
Let's move on to who else. Who do we have here? The
newbies.
The girl's name, Gabby, right?
I'm going to say I don't know.
Oh, shit. I believe it is. I should have written that down. I'm sorry. She says her ex-boyfriend cheated on her with Danielle.
Oh, there's two new girls. Oh, I forgot. Oh, yes. So I also need to know that timeline. Like, when did this happen? Because she's been with...
Clearly, it's not too much drama because...
I think that's just, it was just like, yeah. I think it was like a funny thing to say.
Yeah, well, yeah, because in every trailer, this is the formula. You get the opener, which is the shocking, like, ooh, whatever. And then it goes, this season on, fill in the blank show. And then you get your funny, 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 woo, here's your party stuff. And then you go into the drama. And then it ends. That's because I always edit together the stuff, and you can always skip the like fun party shit.
Right. I definitely took it as a levity moment and
it was in the fun party part.
Yeah, I that read that. And I definitely see that we get glimpses of old familiar faces. I saw Andrea to visit,
like his hair.
I didn't notice it. What's the hair?
It reminds me of the hair my dad had when I was like a kid.
Oh.
It's like very 80s.
Okay, I gotta look at it again.
80s dad hair. We see Corey. Ugh.
Okay, so maybe you can give me some clarity. It feels like the way they introduced Corey it doesn't seem like he's just coming up for the weekend. Is he coming in mid-summer, you think? Because it doesn't seem like he's there from the beginning.
Summer House cast photo.
Yeah, he's not in it.
Okay, then he's not a full-time cast member.
Yeah, but I'm like, but I almost feel like he's like, he comes one weekend and he just decides to stay. I feel like he comes in like the end and he's like, oh, Corey's going to come for the rest of the time.
Please, Jesus. Just stay for a weekend and leave.
That's what I'm hoping, because I really don't. Because, as I said, I don't think he's Bravo material.
I agree.
I don't want him at Summer House.
We hadn't tested him yet on Winter House, so they might have been like, hey, you know, he was kind of fun on Winter House, but the audience hadn't seen him yet.
True. So
hopefully that's the end. Kyle and Amanda's storyline. They might not be able to get pregnant.
Yeah, that they kind of gave us a little hint of that was what their storyline was going to be in Winter House.
Yeah. I'm still too mad at them about what they're doing with the Carl and Lindsay stuff, so I don't care. Okay?
They're, to me, again, and I say this with – I love Kyle, but Kyle and Amanda are giving me Melissa and Joe Gorga vibes. Coming – like where they just come up with these storylines. I'm not saying that they're not trying to conceive. I'm not saying that, but it's just like they're like, this is going to be our storyline. You know what I mean? Like that's – like, you know what I mean?
I mean, Kyle's very producery, so –
yeah,
that's not that far off.
Yeah.
Paige and Craig, theirs is going to be like pressure. He's pressuring her to get engaged. We'll see how that plays out. It's interesting because he's not a cast member. So mm-hmm. I find it funny that like her storyline is going to be that.
Well,
I don't really have much of an opinion of it, to be honest.
I mean, I'm wondering if they're trying to make that a storyline because it would be kind of good because we obviously know that Carl and Lindsay gets engaged. So like the two Bravo couples, like the one is on the track of marriage and the other, like, are they going to make it? Even though we know they make it, but so I don't know if that's what they're reaching for in that, the juxtaposition of it all.
Yeah. And now they're at the crossroads of like, are you going to stay long distance forever? Who's going to move to where, you know?
I mean, they are starting to get to that point where I'm like, so what are you guys
doing? Yeah, like who moves where?
Because I really don't know if Paige could move to Charleston.
Right?
I mean, I could see it, but I also couldn't.
I actually couldn't. I would see him more in New York than I could see her.
But the
in
thing
Charleston.
Is, she's too much of a little bitch to like yeah. be able to actually. I could see him being thinking that he'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna move to New York. I'm gonna fuck the South, like whatever. I'm a businessman. I need to be in the city. He's gonna get there, and he's not gonna. And New York's gonna gobble his ass up, and he's not gonna know how to like take it. He's gonna cry. He's too sensitive. He's never gonna be able to live in New York.
How long did you give them? I don't give them necessarily forever. I give them another like 3 years maybe, which is still a successful relationship, by the way.
Yeah, like I thought my opinions on them waver. Like I thought no way in the beginning. And then I was like, no, they're going to be together forever. And then watching Winter House, it's more of – I think that they would both need to move to a place that it's not New York and
neutral.
Yeah. It's the distance for me. Like,
it's the distance. Yeah. It's the compromising there. Cause I just think Paige would go crazy in Charleston.
Someone is going to have to like, I feel I just don't know if they're both such a big personality. I just don't see one person like being like, oh, fine, I'll move. I feel like Paige was trying to be that person, but I think the more that she started going to I think she liked the idea in the beginning, and then the more she was like spent time in Charleston, she's gonna be bored out of her fucking
her
mind.
Whole life is in New York, all of her friends and everything, and yeah. So and like Charleston is a dark town. I from the producers that have worked on the show and that have just worked on other shows, they're like, no, Charleston's the darkest of all the towns. It's just let that like Southern sweep everything under the rug and like real dark secrets get swept under the rug. So I just, you know, it's just, I can't see her being there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, Kyle having the nerve. Carl is checked out since he's been dating Lindsay. He could walk away from the company right now and the company wouldn't feel a thing. Are you crazy? Everyone associates Carl with Loverboy. If Carl walked away from Loverboy, it would be a huge deal.
Yeah, like, you guys are not a national brand. Like, I'm not trying to belittle his work, but he's being a little too egotistical for me, which is why I'm going to kind of try to humble him a little bit. Like, Carl, I associate Carl with Loverboy. I think he put in a lot of work, and now I really truly associate him with the brand. More than Amanda. Like, Amanda just started waking up and doing work. Like, so let's just chill the fuck out, okay? If Amanda walked away from the company wouldn't miss her because she doesn't do shit anyway.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Sorry, Amanda is on my fucking list.
I know. Amanda really is. So then we get more of this footage of Danielle saying that getting engaged right now would be insane. I don't understand why. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the way you just said that. I don't understand why. It's like, guys, who cares? Like, they've known each other for 7 years, so it's not like they just met.
But and Lindsay's been wanting this forever.
Yeah, everyone knows that that's her end goal. And they're at an age where that's not an unusual amount of time to get engaged. Like, we're not 25 years old here. Like, they're in their mid-30s. They've known each other for a long time. And they have gone through enough at that point for me to feel I feel comfortable with them getting engaged. But guess what? Doesn't fucking matter. If I feel comfortable, because it's what they want to do. Like, they're adults. Who cares?
And I'm just so confused because, like, that's sort of, like, all Lindsay's been talking about. Marriage, babies, blah, 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 blah. Like, so, yeah. And then Lindsay's saying maybe we won't get engaged when it's appropriate for you. And Danielle going, you're getting so fucking defensive. It's annoying. All right. I'm not going to touch that particular one because that seems like a deeper conversation that I want to see more of to understand the full scope of. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, I, until proven otherwise, I believe this is a miscommunication.
I agree.
Because I just don't feel like Danielle would just up and just be like, fuck you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's been in the house with those women for many summers, so it's not going to just be that. It's definitely something much deeper, something – and I feel like there are some outside forces intervening and making that already tense situation.
Well, you see Paige going, you are a very good friend to them. Do they give that to you?
See? That's like, there we go. Manipulative, planting seed shit. And I feel like even whatever Danielle said, I will predict is some parroting of whatever they have said to her in private about them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's defensive. She's like, and then just like comes out of her mouth. Like, it's something that they said and now it's coming out of her fucking mouth.
Mm.
They do that shit.
They do that shit. And Danielle crying in the kitchen saying this is beyond repair. Killed me.
Yeah. And it is not beyond repair, guys. If we wake up now, and I hope that they do, both of them. Again, I don't want to, I do not think that there's ever one person that is like, usually there's not just one person that's at fault. It's going to be, I'm sure at times, Lindsay not hearing and seeing and, you know, not noticing what's going on with her friend. I don't think that Lindsay's going to be like coming out like unscathed.
Totally innocent.
Yeah. But I do hope that they fix it before Lindsay and Carl walk down the aisle, because I would hate for her to miss that moment in her friend's life. I don't know if they would be able to repair their relationship enough for her to be in the wedding, which is what she would have been in, which makes me very sad.
I agree. But knowing that Danielle and Robert have separated as of now, it seems like that's a very strong possibility that she was like, you can't do it now. Now isn't a good time to get engaged because now I'm going through something.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be convenient for me, type of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that sad note, it's so sad.
No, we're not going to be sad because we have, we're willing their friendship to come back together.
We're going to be hopeful, but regardless, we've got a gorgeous month of television coming up in February. So, all right. Thanks, guys. Stay tuned. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. If you wouldn't mind, if you are listening, could you please leave a 5-star rate and review? That would be amazing. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed. Like this video and comment below. That would also be fantastic. Don't forget, I've got the Patreon up and running now. That is where all the Bravo jams will be covered. I'm talking Table Flip. I'm talking old school Atlanta. I'm talking old school Beverly Hills. All the good stuff that brought us together as Bravo fans. And of course, follow me on social media if you're not already at She Speaks Bravo on TikTok and on Instagram. And if you want to go that extra mile to support me, buy me a coffee, or two, or five, at buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.
Hey, Troy and Kelly here, and we are the hosts of Beyond the Blinds podcast, where you'll get all your celebrity gossip needs.
We'll take you beyond the celebrity blinds and dive deeper into the dark side of Hollywood.
This podcast is full of scandal, intrigue, and gossip surrounding your favorite celebrities.
Listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't be rotted.